All right, we're chatting here
Hi, Mitch.
with former Broncos kicker Jason Elam, just elected into the Broncos Ring of Fame. The other day you said this was the biggest individual honor for you. What was it like when you got that phone call?
Well, I looked down my phone, I think it was on Tuesday, and saw the Broncos phone number, and I thought, well, I wonder why they'd be calling me. So answered it, and it was Joe Ellis, and you know, it was just such an amazing feeling. It really was, just to be mentioned with the guys that are currently in the Ring of Fame. I mean, those are some of the all-time greats, not only with the Denver Broncos, but in the NFL period. And so I just have always admired those guys, respected them for what they were able to do on the field, but as well, you know, off the field. And so I'm just ecstatic. I mean, it's the biggest honor I've ever been given. And, you know, to be mentioned by the selection committee, considered, it's just a huge, huge honor. I'm just so grateful, so appreciative to the Denver Broncos, such a classy organization. And I never thought that my career would have lasted for 15 years with the Broncos. You know, when I came in, I just hoped that I could get in the league and maybe bounce around a little bit, but an amazing, amazing thing that I was able to last that long and with one team for 15 years. I'm so, so blessed.
Did you always know that you wanted to be a kicker?
No, not really, but that was something I did really well. I mean, I could always kick it a long way when I first started playing, but I never knew where it was going. And so it was a lot harder than I thought, you know, and so just over the years, you know, just trying and trying to hone your skills and getting to play 4 years in college at the University of Hawaii and getting to play all four of those years, I think gave me a lot of experience. We actually had a really good team back then. We were very successful and great high-powered offenses that, again, put me in position to score a lot. And so, you know, by the time I got to the pros, I had a little bit of experience behind me and you know, fell right into another great offensive scheme in 1993. And then when Mike Shanahan came on board, you know, his teams were always so offensively explosive that, again, it just gave me a lot of opportunities.
You could kick it a long way. Is that 63-yarder? Is that your favorite field goal?
I mean, I don't know. There's several that are up there. I would have to say, yeah. I mean, that's one of the favorites. You know, there was one in the Super Bowl against Green Bay that I think very fondly of. Probably the most dramatic one, though, was at Buffalo, my last year with the Broncos, that whole Toro, Toro, Toro hurry-up field goal situation that was incredibly dramatic. And we had practiced that play over and over and over, never thinking we were going to actually run it. And we get a chance that first game to run it. And I think we ran it again the next week. Two games in a row we had to run the Toro. So that was the most dramatic one, when the whole team kind of hit the field like a college atmosphere, and it was almost like we were going to tear down the Buffalo goalposts. But I think those three kicks really stand out, that Buffalo kick, the 63-yarder, and then the Super Bowl, I think it was a 51-yarder in Super Bowl 32. Those are probably my favorite ones.
What do you remember most about that 63-yarder? Did you know there's a chance you were going to have to come in and boot that one?
Yeah. It was kind of funny that leading up to that week, Coach Shanahan, he had backed me up in practice both Wednesday and Thursday to 63 yards. And he'd never really done that before. And I made both of them both days. And so I think had I not done that, he may not have let me try it. And so, you know, we get in the game and it was a 58-yard field goal. We ended up taking the 5-yard delay of game. And I looked over at Coach and he just kind of motioned to me like, you know, just give it a shot. And so, you know, there's no pressure on anything like that. No one's going to get mad at you. You can just kind of, you know, swing away. And what I do remember about that was that my holder, Tom Ruin, he always he loved to kind of try to, you know, bring a little bit of levity to the game. And he'd always joke around with me, like right before I'd kick, he'd say something, you know, kind of goofy or whatever. But he on that one, he was just about to call for the snap, and he looked back at me and he said, "Hey, you know this is for the record, right?" And then he turned back and called for the set call. And so exactly what you don't want to go through your mind, you know, right before a big kick like that. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, I swung as hard as I could and actually connected on it pretty well. So that's all I had. I didn't have anything more than that. But it was a fun time, really fun time. And you know, I just think back so many fond memories.
How far do you think you could still kick it today?
I don't know. I haven't tried. I haven't tried. I don't know. I think I got just about every kick out of my system. So, you know, there towards the end, I was struggling just to. I mean, I didn't really even go out to practice very much. My body was kind of wearing down. But I, you know, played till almost 40 years old, and I feel like I got everything out of my body that I could, and fortunately, most of those were with the Broncos.
I know you've been busy since your playing days, doing a bunch of different things. One of them is flying planes, right? How did you get involved in that?
Yeah, I started doing that even right before the draft when I came out of college. It was something I'd always wanted to do, and when I came out of Hawaii, I did a little Pepsi commercial, and they gave me just a little bit of money to do it, and it was enough to kind of get me started at the local airport. And so I went, and I was trying to get my mind off of football because you're just sitting around, you know, just waiting on the phone to ring, waiting for teams to come and try you out for various interviews. And so I said, I'm going to go and just take a few flights and see if I actually like it, and just love doing it. Got my private license, and then just kept going. Got my instrument rating and my commercial rating, my multi-engine rating, my flight instructor certificate, just kept going. And then I really developed a passion for some of the stuff up in Alaska, where we've lived the last really 5 years year-round, and did a lot of stuff up there into some of the native bush villages. And so Alaska is an amazing place to be able to go fly. And, you know, so that's something I've been doing a lot. We're actually getting ready to leave really quick here to head back up to Alaska. And so I'll be doing quite a bit of flying this summer. And it's just a hobby. And I do a little bit commercially as well up there, but it's something that I just hope I can do for a long time.
So you think you'll be able to fly into Denver for the Ring of Fame ceremony?
Well, I heard something about Shannon, what he did, and I don't think I could equal that. But yeah, I've loved flying up and down the Front Range, you know, doing some of that stuff. But I don't think I'll be able to equal Shannon.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate the time, and congratulations on the honor.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and thanks, Broncos fans.
That's former Broncos kicker Jason Elam, recently selected into the Ring of Fame.